You're listening to SBS News.
California, the Golden State, is known for its unspoiled coastline. With just a couple of miles inland, hundreds of derricks nod up and down, pumping oil and, campaigners say, pollution.
I walk out here and this is what I see. Kids playing in a park with inhalers, communities having to play in a space where you only have green mesh lining protecting you from a toxic site.
Community organizer Ashley Hernandez is showing me the oil extraction site by her home.
I always tell folks it's like living in a home or in a kitchen with the oven on.
The refining and processing of these vast oil resources is the largest industry of Los Angeles.
The fossil fuel industry played a huge role in the development of Los Angeles. In the early days, it was just a small town with separation between oil-producing zones and residential neighborhoods. Now its population exceeds 10 million, and more than 3 million of those live within a quarter of a mile of an active or idle well. I'm just looking down over an oil field in Wilmington. There are tens of nodding donkeys going up and down. You can see houses all around in the background, and you can smell oil in the air all around here. And people living in neighborhoods nearby say they're sick, both literally and metaphorically, with the impact that that has.
Jen Blue is having dinner with her family. She has three children, but had four miscarriages. Her youngest son has asthma, and she says all her children had regular nosebleeds when they were at a preschool adjacent to a drill site. Jen believes their health problems are connected to the wells and is angry that her community doesn't enjoy the same protections that others do.
The injustice is so gross. The racism really that's built into the policies in our cities, in our counties, that put the burden, the toxic burden, on lower income, under-resourced communities, communities of color, to be unprotected.
Dr. Jill Johnston from the University of Southern California has studied the health impacts of living in close proximity to drilling sites.
So we see both evidence around increasing asthma, sort of asthma exacerbations in communities, as well as specifically here we see from childhood through adulthood, we see that it can impact the lung size and the lung strength of the residents that live nearby.
After years of complaints from residents, LA City Council has now approved a measure to ban new oil wells and eventually phase out the existing ones. But that could take another two decades.
David Slater is an executive at Signal Hill Petroleum, a company proud of the fact that they have oil wells right in the heart of the community. He says urban oil drilling is safe, and if other cities in California follow LA's lead, it'll mean the loss of thousands of jobs and result in reliance on foreign oil.
If we don't produce it, we're not going to use less. What we're going to do is import more. We turn that well off and it never comes back on. Those are barrels that are going to come on a tanker.
Back in Wilmington, I ask Ashley the obvious question.
Do you ever think about moving? If I were to move to another neighborhood, I'd literally move into another neighborhood that has more than likely another polluting source. And that's what environmental racism is. It's that it's absolutely targeted. It's not a coincidence that this is here. This is here because we're here.